for Adelaide and South Australia, these are today's headlines from the Advertiser. A Victorian man who tested positive to COVID-19 most likely contracted the illness in Adelaide's Playford Medi Hotel, Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says. The man in his 30s developed coronavirus symptoms on Saturday and was tested on Monday, returning a positive result on Tuesday. He arrived home in Melbourne's northern suburbs on Tuesday, May 4, after landing in Australia from India and going into hotel quarantine in Adelaide. Professor Spurrier said SA Health was exploring several hypotheses for how the man may have contracted COVID, including whether he might have been infected before coming into SA and had an extended incubation period. But you said it was probably most likely that there's been transmission in the Playford Hotel where the man stayed during his quarantine. If you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. A proposed referendum on extended shop trading hours in South Australia is unlikely to go ahead after Labor and the Upper House crossbench voiced their opposition to the plan. In a dramatic escalation of the Liberals' long-standing bid to reform retail hours, the government on Monday announced it would couple a fresh move to deregulate retail trade with the referendum proposal. Treasurer Rob Lucas said the ballot would cost about $2 million and allow voters to decide the issue at next March's election. He said there was overwhelming public support for deregulated hours, which would add to the state's attractiveness and livability. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A revamped $24 million arts and culture precinct will be developed in Victor Harbour under plans to breathe new life into a series of historic buildings, including Victor Cinema. The local council is consulting ratepayers on its Victor Harbour Arts and Culture Centre project to include two theatres, a contemporary gallery, cinema upgrade and new bar and cafe areas. Council bought the Ocean Street Cinema in 2019 to be incorporated into the new centre along with its town hall, Old Mechanics Institute and librarians' residence. And the AFL Integrity Unit is conducting its own probe into Saturday night's CBD nightclub brawl involving Richmond Premiership stars Daniel Rioli and Shai Bolton. While Richmond has cleared the duo of any wrongdoing in a fight that left Bolton with a broken wrist, the AFL said it would look into the confrontation. Rioli and Bolton were at Club Yo-Yo in Lonsdale Street on Saturday night with a group of teammates when an unknown man made inappropriate comments to Rioli's partner, Paris Lawrence. When Rioli confronted the patron, he was punched in the face. Bolton then stepped in and broke his wrist. And that's your headlines from The Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.